Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, great to have you with us. Back with us on This Week in America, talented author Alice Morgan, avid reader of romance and historical novels, as well as mysteries and science fiction. She's fulfilling her lifelong dream of being a published author and doing it from Valonia, Arkansas, where she says she lives in the peace and quiet of the country with a Cocker Spaniel and cats and loves it. Her highly praised The Honor of Alejandros is the story of Carolina, who is pregnant, abandoned by her husband and her family, dealing with her rough pregnancy, little money, and then some unexpected, devastating news from her brother-in-law. Recently with us to talk about a new beginning, and back with us today to discuss the romance fiction, The Honor of Alejandros, Alice Morgan, back with us on This Week in America. Alice, welcome to the program. Great to have you back with us.
Hi, Rick.
I think we heard the Cocker Spaniel. In the background as we were going through that as well. There we go. They just don't understand that you're taping a program, and that's absolutely fine. It's great.
They headed to the back, so I don't think they'll be back here soon.
Okay, that's fine. It's great to have you back with us on the program, talking about a different book this time. The last time we talked about A New Beginning, and we'll talk about some of the books that Alice has written towards the end of the program. Right now, The Honor of the Alejandros. Let's set the stage for this. What time frame are we talking about, and what's the location of the story?
I think we're talking about, like, in the 1950s and 60s.
Okay.
And it's in California.
Okay, that sets the background. I mentioned the lead character in the book is Carolina, and she starts off marrying against her parents' wishes. Talk about that, what she did, which really caught them off guard and left her at odds with the family.
Carolina has her own confidence in what decisions she makes, even though she's young. And she falls in love with Diego. She falls in love with Diego.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, he decides he wants to marry her. So she brings him to her parents. And her parents are WASPs at that time. They don't believe in intermarriage. And so they can't understand and don't believe why she feels like she needs to marry this man. You know, they don't understand love. So,
And Diego's... I'm sure. Go ahead with the story.
So they throw him out of the house, and she leaves with him, and they go and get married, and then they move to the next city near to their parents, okay. Near to her parents, and they have one wedding night, and Diego wasn't pleased with having a virgin. He likes more experienced women. Plus, he's a player, and she didn't know that. And so he leaves her in the lurch. She's not the type to go back to her parents and put up with their complaints. So she finds herself a job, and she starts working. And then she finds out she's pregnant. Everything's going fine until she starts getting sick. In the meantime... Diego has died, being killed by the husband of a wife he was in bed with. And his brother is notified of the death, and he starts going through his brother's paperwork and finds the marriage license. And he naturally assumes that she is there for the money. So he goes to hunt her up so that he can pay her off. And when he finally finds her in her low-rent apartment, he realizes that she's very ill and that she's way different than what he thought. And so he takes her to the hospital. When she improves, then they start talking about what to do. And his first reason was to put her up in a house in Madrid. But... she doesn't feel secure enough about that, that if he got married, he could just cut her off, you know?
Yes.
So she So she tells him that she just can't marry him in that circumstance. And so since he's sterile because of an accident when he was a child, and he has left, and he had left it up to Diego to come up with heirs for their estate, since she's already pregnant with Diego's child, then he offers to marry her. So after she thinks about it, she realizes that's probably the best result that she can get. So she marries him, and they go to his hacienda just outside of Madrid. And then the book is about how they learn to become friends and then lovers. And her enemy there is his cousin Paolo, who wants to be the heir. So that's pretty much the story.
And the story is The Honor of the Alejandros by Alice Morgan. That's A-L-Y-S-S, Alice Morgan. Her website is alicemorgan.com. The book's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link out directly to get information on Alice's book. You've got a little bit of everything there. Just when you think maybe things are going to work out, like you say, you've got the cousin that comes in that wants to inherit the hacienda. He's got murder on his mind, and everything plays out in the book, The Honor of the Alejandros. Where did this story idea come from? This is a fascinating story, and you've got all the elements there. You've got the love. You've got spurned on wedding night, that type of thing. You've got the murder. Where did the story idea come from?
Well, like I told you prior, I enjoy strong women, and you can be a young woman and live in a protected environment, and then you can find the strength to pursue your dreams. And Carolina's dream was always to be a wife and a mother. So since her parents don't approve of her decision making, then she decides that she's going to pursue it on her own.
And she is a strong woman, and we'll talk about some of the other books and the characters, because there are strong women featured in the books by Alice Morgan. Talk about doing research for a book like this that set back in the 1950s. Was there much research involved in this, or did it just sort of come natural and from memory of that time?
Well, I was brought up during that time. So, and I do a lot of observations, so I felt that I knew that time well.
When you sit and put a story together, do you have an outline when you get started, or do you let sort of the story go by itself? I'm always curious, and people work in different ways. Some people like the structure of an outline. The others sort of like the creativity of the story flowing once they get going. How do you put the story together once you get the general storyline?
Once I get the idea, then I just start typing the story and think about it. And type some more. I'm not good with an outline. I need to let it come freely through.
Yes. With all the characters, and the characters all introduce different elements in the story, The Honor of the Alejandros, talk about writing dialogue and getting that so it says something. It's not excessive dialogue, which you don't have, but it does move the story along and lets us understand these characters better. Is it fun writing dialogue? Is it challenging writing dialogue? How do you look at that part of it?
I'm getting better than I used to be. It was hard when I started because I'm more used to talking about people in the third person. But as I went along and I edited the story, I got where I could put in more dialogue. So I'm better at it.
I mentioned that you were...
I don't want to put so much dialogue in there that you lose the story, but...
Yes, and often that happens where they get carried away with the dialogue, and I found in your books you have just enough that advances the story and gives us a little bit of insight into actually who these characters are. In this case, Carolina, the very strong lead character you have in the book, The Honor of the Alejandros. Alice Morgan, our guest on This Week in America. The book is The Honor of the Alejandros. Her website is alicemorgan.com. That's A-L-Y-S-S, alicemorgan.com. Book's available at Amazon. Of course, you can link on directly to Alice's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned an avid reader of romance, historical fictions, mysteries, science fiction. When did this start for you? When you were a child?
My mother was a big reader, and she kind of brought us up that way. And so I became a big reader, and since I didn't get along well at school, that's what I did in order to pass the time.
And you learned well because you've written a number of books now, including the Under the Alejandros, the book we're talking about on the program today. Who were some of your influences then and some of your influences now? I assume that you've continued to be a reader.
I read a lot of Grace Livingston Hill when I was growing up. And Mom liked the Harlequin books, so I read a lot of those. And now I like Amanda Quick, and I like Stephanie Lawrence, and I like Christine Feehan, who all write strong women models.
Which you have in this case with Carolina in the book, The Under the Alejandros. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's talk about the other books that you've written. We talked on this program about A New Beginning. Briefly give us just sort of an overview of that. Anne Spencer in that is a strong character. I still love that character.
I like that character best too. She's determined to accomplish her aim, which is to get her family back to where they were before they had their economical crash.
Yeah, and she brings comes to this country, is what I'm trying to say, and brings her siblings along, starts all over here, has a few setbacks along the way. She's mm-hmm. able to work through it. It's a very powerful book called A New Beginning. Two other books that you've written, Blackwater Castle and Her Dream Restored. Let's talk about Blackwater Castle. This is interesting as well. You've got a knight that you're featuring in that book, Sir Guy. Talk a little bit about that book.
Sir Guy was loyal to King William, and when the fighting was over and he decided that he wanted to retire from fighting with King William, he was given his own domain called Blackwater Castle, with the proviso that if the missing daughter ever turned up, then he was committed to marrying her in order to firm up his claim.
And we will have to read the book to find out whether she shows up or not and what his reaction is. That's Blackwater Castle. And Her Dream Restored is another interesting story, a female character, Tori. A little bit about that. Get us interested in that book as well, because that's a great read also.
When she was young, she fell in love with this guy who was a motorcycle nut, and told her parents that they were going to get married. They didn't support it, but his family did. So they got married and they went to live with his family. And then one night, they were in an accident, and she was really hurt. And when she got to the hospital, they had to do a hysterectomy, and she was no longer able to have children, she thought. And then she decided to develop her own life, and she became she got through college, and she became someone who worked on Wall Street. And when she had made enough money, she decided to open up her own bookstore. So she went to Kingsland Crossing, because she had seen that place before and she liked the atmosphere there. And so then she starts her new life.
And to follow that story, it's all available for you in the book, Her Dream Restored. So we're talking about Her Dream Restored, Blackwater Castle, A New Beginning, all from Alice Morgan, and the book we're talking about today, The Honor of the Alejandros. Alice Morgan is A-L-Y-S-S, alicemorgan.com is her website. Books available, all the books available at Amazon and at her website as well. What are you working on now? I'm sure you've got ideas and possibly books ready to be published.
Well, I'm working on one where this young lady who was engaged to a duke was kidnapped and taken aboard ship, where she ended up in the Americas, and was sold to a warehouse. And when her fiance found out what happened, then he went to search for her. I just started with it, so I'm still working with it.
Anxious to see how that goes, and hopefully we'll have the opportunity to talk about that. The book we discussed today, The Honor of the Alejandros. This is really an interesting read, goes in a bunch of different directions, got all the elements that make for a winning book. The Honor of the Alejandros. With us once again has been Alice Morgan. That's A-L-Y-S-S. Her website is alicemorgan.com. Books available at Amazon, of course, her website. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly. Alice, always a pleasure. Congratulations on The Honor of the Alejandros. You've done it again, and we look forward to the next book coming up here soon. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Alice Morgan, our guest on the program, website alicemorgan.com. The latest book, The Honor of the Alejandros. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.